It is true that I would say practically everyone is suffering from stress to a greater or lesser extent. And there's no doubt that the pace and pressure of life is putting more pressure than I think ever before on all of us for different reasons. So stress levels are high. And I think it's important to say that while a certain amount of stress can help your performance, say in sports or doing an exam, chronic levels of stress or unhealthy levels are debilitating. They reduce your performance. And sad to say, they have quite negative effects upon our mental and physical health. And it may come as a surprise to some of the listeners to know that it's estimated that about 85% of all illnesses are either directly or indirectly related to stress. So it's very much in our interest to keep stress levels down in order to improve our physical and mental well-being.
Mm-hmm. But how to do that, I suppose, how to get that fine line, that balance between having, as you say, that sense of adrenaline that keeps us going without the trap of stress, which can stop us. So how do you go about that?
Well, now, there's umpteen different ways, and we just won't have the time to go through them all. I wrote a book a few years ago called Reducing Stress and Finding Peace, which was published by Veritas, and it has all the things you can do. But can I just mention two that I think are particularly helpful? The first is to distinguish between needs and priorities. See, there's umpteen needs in our lives, things on the have-to list. I have to do this, I ought to do that, I must do the other. Notice they're all words of obligation. And often, if people are like me, I imagine all the things that I'm supposed to do. And when I think of them all, I just get crippled inside and say, oh, I'll never be able to do them. There's just too many. I haven't got enough time. I haven't got the resources. And of course, stress is the imbalance between the resources I think I have and the things I'm called to do. But there's a thing called the Pareto principle. It's almost like magic, this principle, but it really, really works. If, for example, you've 10 things to do tomorrow or during the next week, and you're really worried about them, sit down, probably at night time, put them in order of priority 1 to 10. Now, the Pareto principle says that if you do the top two, and forget about the other 8, but if you do the top two, 80% of your productivity comes from those two. Usually they're the harder two to do. And usually we take the line of least resistance when we're in stress and we say, well, I'll do the other 8, but the only 20% of the productivity comes from those. So if we stick to the top two, you really conquer the things straight away. And then usually when you've got those two done, you think, gosh, I really do have time to look at the other 8. And you get through those surprisingly well. So you feel that you're in control of life, rather than it controlling you. So I would say to people, do that and it'll be very helpful. Students doing exams, write down all the things you have to study, all the tasks you have to do, and pick out the top 2 of every 10 and do those. The other one is to do either a breathing exercise or a physical exercise. Now, we know for a fact that if people walk fast for about an hour a day, Their body secretes endorphins and enkephalins in their brain, which are opiates, which calm them down. Now, it might not seem true, but it is true that walking reduces stress. And after all, stress is a build-up of all kinds of hormones in the body, which are preparing us to either fight or flee. And normally we don't use them. So going out for a walk burns up that excess energy and brings you back to a more peaceful state of mind. The other one is a breathing exercise. And with this one, it's called belly breathing. And you would lie on your bed and you would get a book from the bookshelf and put it on your tummy. And then you put your two hands on the book. And then you breathe in slowly. Now, what they found is that when people are stressed, they breathe from their upper lungs rather than their lower lungs. Babies who are really cool and peaceful, they breathe from their lower lungs. So this exercise says, breathe in deeply but slowly until your tummy comes up and you see the book rising and your hands rising. Then breathe out very slowly until the book goes back down. If you have a belly like mine, the book will be very high. But however, If I walked more, maybe that problem will be solved. So you do this a number of times, breathing in, breathing out very slowly. Now, the fact of the matter is the body begins to calm down and you'd feel the tension going out of the muscles in your legs and your hands and so on. And you're better able then to tackle the tasks of the day.
So you can relax and trust.
Oh, yes. Well, trusting in the Lord. I'm a priest. I should push this bit in. All right. No, I really mean it. If you really trust in God and believe that God has a plan for you and that God provides for you. Remember, he said he looks after the birds of the air and the lilies of the field, and we're much more valuable than they. So I've always had the sense since I was in school, God's looking after me. And of course, sometimes I forget about God. And then when I'm in desperation, I have to say, oh gosh, yeah, I'm supposed to trust you. And there's a great line in the Bible. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Commit your life to him. And guess what? That's my little bit in there. Guess what? He will act. So cast your anxieties on the Lord, believing that he cares about you and that his Holy Spirit will see you through. It'll help you inwardly, and sometimes amazing things happen outwardly. They're almost like miracles.
But we must do our bit.
Oh, God helps those who help themselves. St. Ignatius had a little prayer. Pray to God as if all depends on God. Act as if all depends on you.